It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your toys. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like. It's you yourself. It's you. It's you I like.
That guy singing is Fred Rogers. He hosted a show on PBS from 1968 to 2001 aimed at making kids feel good about themselves. He was soft-spoken, but also very direct.
Remember hearing about John Lennon being shot in New York? And President Reagan and his friends in Washington, and the Pope in Rome, and the young people being murdered in Atlanta and other places. Did you ever know any grown-ups who got married and then later they got a divorce? Well, it is something that people can talk about.
When I was very young, I had a dog that I loved very much. And she got to be old, and she died. And I was very sad when she died.
These are topics you don't hear SpongeBob tackling. I grew up in Mr. Rogers' neighborhood, and I never really got the opportunity to say thanks for just kind of being a good dude. He stopped being seen publicly a long time ago. So tonight, we're going to find him. This is Finding Mr. Rogers.
Mike! Hey, Mike!
What? Travis, we're doing a thing.
Yeah, no, I know. The thing you're doing, you can't do it.
Why? No, it's a good thing!
Oh, Mr. Rogers is dead. He died, like, 2003. That's why he hasn't been seen in public.
He's dead?
He's gone. Can't do it. The show, you can't do this. He's way dead. Sorry, man.
Yeah, he's dead. I don't know if you've noticed this, buddy, but have you ever noticed that, like, 90% of the lines Napier ends up thinking are funny are Napier's lines?
I think it's typically the only time that I hear the man express any kind of joy.
Anytime Napier enjoys something, it was something that he did.
Hey, did you upload my sexy time singing?
The only time he checks the website is to see if his new bits are up on the website for him to download and listen to himself.
Yes.
He was so excited the other day, I put up new Napier karaoke's, Travis. It was like, oh, I can listen to myself sing songs. This is so exciting.
I didn't actually listen to them or download them.
But you will.
Probably, yeah.
But you will.
Probably.
Guys, welcome to the Wheelbarrow for a while. You know what? I apologize because I had a Jolly Rancher candy in my mouth. I imagine you heard that and you were probably like, oh, this is gross. I'm not listening to this. Took the Jolly Rancher candy out and done with it. Let's start fresh. Guys, welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks Internet Radio Program. I'm Mike. I'm joined, of course, by my co-host Napier.
What's up?
And via Skype, Mr. Travis Hulse.
Thank you.
Podcast month. This is the final week. We are joined by the host of the Not Safe for Water Coolers podcast, Mr. Jim Chadman. Hi, Jim.
Hi. I know your audience is thinking, what? They couldn't get Matt Chuck? Unfortunately not. Here I am.
I don't know why we couldn't get Anchor.
Jim, you know, you weren't our first choice, Jim.
I understand.
I have already... Now, here's the thing. I'm going to get into this. I have already spoken to you, Jim. We're planning on having you back really soon. We've already planned a thing. I was planning on having you back, in like a month?
Yeah.
For a very specific thing. And so, you know, but I've sped it up. I want to talk to Jim. Here he is, you know?
Well, you can look at our download numbers and you can tell little Jim goes a long way. You can get pretty much one sampling and that's enough to do you. So, yeah, I understand your reticence in having me on. So,
but quick success. Jim, I'm not doing a thing with you because I was planning on having you on the show, just not tonight.
That's
Jim,
fair.
Jim, you're my guy. Jim.
I feel bolstered.
I don't know if we're friends, Jim. Are we friends?
Sure. I'm as much friends with you as I am any other podcaster.
I get a vibe, though, Jim. I'm not sure. There's times that I'm like, I don't know if me and Jim are friends. I think we're friends.
On you on my podcast a lot?
Yeah. But see, like, it's gone on for a really long time to where, like, I kind of go, I don't know if me and Jim are friends or not. Because every time we talk, it's very cordial. It seems like we're friends. But then there's other times I'm like, I don't know.
Remember over the summer we had a fun Skype call, you and I. Was it a podcast thing? I don't think so. I think we were just talking.
Just talking as pals.
Yeah.
Me and old Jimbo.
I talk to Matt Leroy, the producer of my show weekly, and I've never just had an offline conversation with him that's not podcast related. So you outrank him, I guess.
Why would you?
I don't know.
So
I can't think of anything.
There's a lot of things that irritate me about you, though. And it's mostly...
Let's have an airing of grievances.
That's kind of where I'm going, Jim, is because because you've been doing the show now since 2012. The Not Safe for Water Coolers program I listen to every week. But there's times I don't know why. And I'll tell you why, Jim. Because
I don't know why we do it.
You yell at me every week when I listen to Not Safe for Water Coolers about how I shouldn't listen to Not Safe for Water Coolers. Like, the whole show seems like you're trying to tell people not to listen to it. Like, you've been doing the show, though, for 5 years. You've been doing the show since 2012. Your first episode was a recap of the 2012 Golden Globe Awards.
Annually, we recap the 2012 Golden Globe Awards on the anniversary.
I was really tickled today when you got on your Twitter account and tweeted out that you were going to be on this show because you don't tweet out that you're doing your own show. You hate having, but okay, here's the thing. This is the contradiction that bothers me, Jim. And I know this probably isn't good radio. I don't care. I got Jim on the line. I want to tell Jim all the things that make me mad about him. Jim,
fair enough.
At the end of every show, you bitch that nobody listened to the show.
That's right.
But you never tell anyone the show's on. You never interact with anyone. And most of the show, all you're doing is telling people, why do you guys even listen to this? This is garbage. Stop listening to it.
Yeah.
Every show description of the show is about how the show's garbage.
But here's what I'm doing. I'm
every show it. Title, Jim, is about how the show's garbage.
Yeah.
Jim, what I'm telling you is, why don't you just, like, do the show and, like, tell people, I'm proud of my show. You have to be proud of the show, Jim. Nobody would do this show for 5 years if they didn't think they were putting out something good.
Two shows ago, the title was A Better Effort. So that doesn't mean it sucked.
Jim, I think
it was a little better than sucking.
I think that you're a charming guy.
Oh, I appreciate it.
I think that you have something to say. I think that you put out a good show. I don't listen to bad shows, Jim.
Yeah, I don't. You know, it's I'm a self-conscious guy, I think, maybe.
But what is the self-conscious part of you that is saying, God, I have to convince everyone my show is bad?
Well, you know, the download numbers, they don't change. So I feel like my audience is staying. They're not going anywhere.
The download numbers don't change because you make no effort to change them.
That's true.
I mean, our download numbers stay pretty consistent too, but I'll be damned if I'm going to do this every week and not try to get people to listen to it. It just seems stupid.
Well, I'll tell you, last week's episode was a real humdinger. We had that old Travis on for Podcast Month.
Hey, that's me.
And
really in 2 weeks, when you get around to posting it, then people can listen to it.
I really did want to post that one in a timely manner.
just couldn't get it together, though. You were too busy on social media chatting it up with people, right?
Well, I was here. I wanted to thank, because I listened to last week's Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, and I wanted to thank, because Mandy was on. She was on my show as well as Travis. And I wanted to thank them for plugging the appearance they were going to have in under 24 hours at the end of that show.
Yeah. It couldn't hurt is what I'm saying, Jim. Yeah.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
No, I know I'm right. You don't have to tell me I'm right. I know I'm right. But my question is, why aren't you doing it?
That was kind of like the dickiest thing you could have said right there.
It's pretty typical, though.
Yeah. I didn't expect to have the spotlight shown so bright on me.
Here. So as I said before,
I have a few singers about the Oscar flub.
As I said before, Jim, you weren't the first choice. You want to know why we didn't get our first choice? Because Travis waited until Sunday night to try to book him.
Yeah, because on Thursday...
Oh, we talked about it Monday after the show, Napier. After the show, me and Travis were talking. We're like, hey, who you want to get for the last week of podcast month?
Talk. Everybody quiet down so Mike can talk.
So, Mike, who'd you want?
Quiet so Mike can have what he wants to say said? Okay, go ahead, Mike. You're on.
This is fun because I wanted to tell you guys, Mandy brings segments to people's shows, so I didn't want to show up empty-handed. And I'm actually playing Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks bingo tonight. So what I have here is some Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks tropes that I've written down, and I just got one, so I got my B filled.
What was it? And Mike complains about Travis?
I will reveal all.
You should have got
at the end?
Once I have bingo. I will cut in immediately as soon as I have bingo.
Well, don't you have two already? Because Mike said, I know I'm right. So that should definitely be on your board.
So Monday night after the show last week, me and Travis were like, who should we get for the last week of podcast month? I threw out some suggestions. We looked up email addresses. We got the whole thing squared away. Travis Sunday night goes, I haven't emailed that guy yet. I should email him. And then what did the guy say? He said, tomorrow's, not good for me. Let's try to schedule it another week. I don't want to schedule it another week. Another week isn't podcast month, Napier. This is podcast month. Travis.
No thanks.
You don't.
Hey, Mike, this is kind of like the time we worked at Pizza Hut.
So this guy, he has a podcast called The Worst Interview Ever. He's also the PA guy for somebody's like college basketball place. And, he's like blessed with one of those good radio voices, there's guys that are born with voices like that. And then there's, other guys who try to just make up with it with passion.
What do you have, Mike?
I do not have a radio voice.
What about passion?
I have passion is what I have. I'm a passion guy. Jim Chadman, passion guy.
I'm all over it.
So, Travis, I'm sorry. Did I interrupt you? Did you have a retort?
5 minutes later? No, I'm good. Thanks.
Oh, that got me in my eye. All right.
So this guy, he does... He has like a really.
Hey Jim, did you need a set? Did you need another chair on your show? Because this one's getting real fucking uncomfortable.
He asked to be part of the zombie cast 2 weeks ago. I think podcast month is just a Travis audition.
Oh, we'd have him in a second. He was delightful on the last week's episode of Not Safe Water.
Where can you download that, Jim?
Soon to be posted.
Can't download it yet. You're advertising something that you can't hear.
Well, everybody in chat, just hang on a little bit. We'll get there.
Is Travis being whiny and giving us the silent treatment on your bingo card?
No. No. I like you guys guessing the things, because this will help beef up my bingo card when I try to put this into mass production for the dickheads.
WFOD bingo. I like it. We could give that away to our Patreon sponsors.
Get it laminated. Those little dry erase markers. They can check it off every week.
Yeah, I only came up with 10. I was just sitting here when Skype didn't work. So I imagine we all put our heads together. We could get to 50 pretty quick.
Travis, I had a good idea for a podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Was it this one?
No. See, there's a whole bunch of podcast where they, like, they watch a movie on Netflix and then like talk about the movie on Netflix. You know what I'm talking about? But what I haven't seen yet is a movie commentary, where you listen to the commentary track on the DVDs and then comment on the movie commentary.
Nope. I'll say it right now, I love it.
Travis, buddy.
You know, I was in a real good mood. I was actually looking forward to doing the show tonight. And then you started with your self-righteous bullshit where you try to call me out on the fucking show like you do. You think that makes people happy to be in your company? Because it sure doesn't.
It does if you don't care about his opinion.
Just being berated on the show every week, it's a little fucking old. This isn't a character.
But you waited till Sunday, though.
Fuck you. If you want to email a guy so bad, do it yourself.
But
he's
said,
a fucking guy I've never even heard of in a show I've never heard of.
But you said
you want the guy. You want the guy. Email the fucking guy.
But why didn't you say that?
Travis, Mike's shy.
I'm shy,
don't
Travis.
Don't give a shit.
Travis, I'm so shy.
Good for you. Fix it.
Fix my shyness?
That's who he is.
How
Travis.
Do I? That's what this is. It's a weekly shyness.
Well, you've been doing it for long enough. You should have fixed it already.
You think it's a lost cause, Travis?
Travis, this is what happens. Mike tells you to do something he's uncomfortable with doing. When you don't do it, now he has a chance to berate you instead of himself for not doing them.
It's amazing you've been able to stick around that long, Napier.
Thank you.
I just wanted to point out this is not on my bingo card.
Should be.
This is not a WFOD trope.
Travis, is there another podcast that you want to book somebody from next week and ask them if you can be on their show? Is there another show that you'd like to be on?
Well, to be fair, you would have to email them for him.
Yeah.
And then if you fail to do that, then it's Even Stevens.
Travis, this is why you don't do things for Mike, because then he'll ask you to do them again.
Is that what it is? It's like a what have you done for me lately?
Kinda.
What have you done for me lately?
You know, the best part of the show is when it's awkward.
It's really awkward.
Mm-hmm.
Travis, I apologize. I berated you. I was just, you know, goofing around. It was just funsies. I'm perfectly happy with Jim. I like Jim. I didn't even really want to talk to that guy anyway. Just hanging out with my friends, Travis. We're just having a good time. Don't be mad, Travis. I got the Jolly Rancher back.
I can hear it.
Can you hear the Jolly Rancher?
Yeah.
Sounds bad, doesn't it?
Look, I don't want to make this all about me, but you guys are like borderline on like 4 different bingos. If somebody could just say a few keywords, we could really get over the hump.
God, what
we
are they?
We got a whole hour, though. I mean, we just started.
See, but it's not fun if we're trying to think of the things
that we
do. Yeah,
that's why I won't tell you.
I know, but now I'm just going to try to do it. Michelle doesn't like my mouth noises when I do the cherry Jolly Rancher thing.
Well, it sounds really juicy in there. Like you're really going hog wild on that Jolly Rancher.
Travis, I apologize. Do you accept my apology?
I'll think about it.
It's okay. It's not sincere.
How was your week? Did you do fun things?
No.
You didn't do anything fun?
did you watch the Lego Batman?
Travis, did you see Lego Batman?
No.
You did see Lego Batman. You told us you did. Travis, did you lie about seeing Lego Batman? That seems like a silly thing to lie about.
I'm not a liar.
Was Adam West in the Lego Batman movie? Because I feel that's something he should do.
Travis, what did you think of it? Did you think it was good? Do you like Lego Batman?
I did enjoy Lego Batman.
There he is.
There he is.
Go on, Travis. Let's talk about Lego Batman, buddy.
I liked it very much from the opening, like right away before you even see the title card or the studio, and he starts to narrate it.
Did it bring you a lot of joy?
It gave me so much joy. I was smiling right away.
Do you hear the smile in his voice?
Travis. I laughed. I mean, I was with my kids and my wife, and I was just laughing for a good 15 minutes until I saw nobody else was laughing, and I thought maybe I should keep it down a little bit.
Did you bring the kids, Travis?
The wife and the kids.
The whole family went. Did you get like popcorn and some candies and stuff?
Kids got the kids trays with their fruit snacks.
God damn it,
he
got the trays.
Kids tray. We got a bucket of corn to share between the wife and I.
I saw the people, they put the milk duds in with their popcorn. I saw people do that. I've heard of people doing it, but I actually saw it in person last time I was at the movie theater, and it freaked me out. It's like, these people are crazy.
You ever give it a shot? It's actually quite delightful.
See, wouldn't the milk duds all just sink to the bottom, though?
Oh, you actually saw them dump it into the bucket? No,
they
you can't.
They got a box of the milk duds. They opened it up, and they dumped it into the bag of popcorn and then shuffled it around to mix them all.
No, that's the wrong way to do that. You're not going to get the right amount of milk dud to popcorn. You have to, like, grab a handful of popcorn and toss a couple of milk duds into that handful and then shovel it into your mouth like a real rhino. It's pretty good.
Jim, not that I'm in any position to talk about things that piss me off about podcasts after this weird little awkward thing we just did, but
Mike, are you wearing a ladies' t-shirt? Harder to edit out.
This isn't a ladies' t-shirt, Napier. I bought this in the men's section. It's from the Adam Levine collection. It's a bit on the, you know, like a
frilly.
It's not frilly. It's probably just not ironed well. I want
to
talk
about Adam Levine clothes like 2 years ago. Did you go back for more?
Jim.
Are you a real brand loyalist to the Adam Levine collection?
I have an extensive collection of Adam Levine collection clothing.
That looks like a nightshirt my grandmother would wear.
It's not a nightshirt. It's a button-down shirt. It's navy blue with purple polka dots. It's not. It's for men. It's a men's shirt.
Why doesn't it fit you like a men's shirt?
What do you mean it doesn't fit me like a men's shirt?
The shoulders are all frilly looking.
What do you mean frilly?
I don't know. That's
you mean like it looks like I have shoulder pads? No, I've been wearing a shirt. Guys, can I turn video on so you guys can see my shirt? It's a normal shirt. Travis, look at me. Can you see me? It's just a shirt. It's a shirt.
It has a pocket.
It has buttons. What is he talking about?
I see where Napier's going. Because it's not like a real defined collar. It's like,
well, I mean, that's because I don't have it buttoned up a whole lot. But I mean, it's just like
I don't think it's going to help a lot.
But look at the shoulders. They're all frilly looking.
Fuck you. Fuck you guys. I saw Lego Batman 2. That's the only thing that's keeping me from going into a rage.
Was that all your childlike joy you got?
I want to talk about something that makes me mad about Jim's podcast.
Didn't we already do minutes?
I have bingo.
Bingo. What do we get?
All right. So we got the B is Mike is angry.
Well, that shouldn't even count. Was that the free space?
Drunk Ender. I wrote it right before the show. Drunk Ender is another one, too. So I didn't try that hard on all of them. The audience questions Travis's A Father of Two's life choices. That was one. Travis is not going to. Travis may go silent after this one, too. Travis sanctimoniously pretends to be above it all.
That's usually only when it involves poo-poo and pee-pee.
That's true. Mike has an idea about something that nobody seems to care about. And Napier comes out of nowhere and really nails one. And that was a nightmare.
You know, I thought my movie commentary podcast would be pretty good. There's lots of people that watch a movie on Netflix and then review it. Like I give a fuck what four dickheads in Vermont think about you know, like the Fantastic Four Rise of the Silver Surfer. But no, like you do a commentary, you play the commentary. You've always been meaning to listen to those commentaries, haven't you? But you never get the time. But with the movie commentary podcast, I will play the movie commentary and comment on the movie commentary.
Nobody listens to those.
They will when it's part of the movie commentary podcast.
Is it Mystery Science Theater 6000 or 1500? I can't decide.
The thing that irritates me about Jim's podcast is now all of a sudden Matt Leroy has decided to like become one of those people that vape really loud into the microphone. Now, guys, you may not know this, but Napier is an avid vaper. Napier vapes through the whole goddamn show, but he's intelligent enough to know not to do it directly into the microphone because it's fucking annoying. So, like, if you're one of those people that do a podcast and you think, like, it's really cool, like, people want to listen to you vape into a microphone for an hour and a half, you're wrong. Nobody wants to hear it. It sounds stupid. Stop it. You sound like Darth Vader. You sound stupid. Stop it.
Darth Vader sounds
and Matt just cool. started doing it, Jim, by the way. You need to tell him to stop.
He's not, like, trying to quit smoking. He started vaping because it gets him extra break time at work.
That's why Napier started smoking. Napier started smoking in his 20s because he wanted more break times at work.
Oh, and you get access to people that way. Like, everybody wants to talk to you when you're out in the break room.
Yeah, that's kind of how it is at my work, too. It's like, if you want to know all the latest gossip, you got to go out to the smoke shack.
Yeah, I mean, but that's where people bond.
I just go hide in like, my office and, like, eat Cheez-Its.
You have an office?
But then you don't know what Deborah did over the weekend.
Yeah.
I don't know, and you know it's like a like that. I told you about that Nextdoor app that I got in my neighborhood, and like now I get emails every other day telling me all the latest crime news in my neighborhood. And I wish that I could go back. I don't want to know any of it. I wish I could go back and not know about it. Yeah, it's like I got one the other day from a lady who said that. There was a 10-year-old naked autistic girl that broke into her house at 4 o'clock in the morning, and she had to go downstairs and shoo this naked 10-year-old autistic girl out of her basement. And it was urging everyone to make sure that all their doors and windows are locked because this girl keeps trying to get into her house. And I mean, like, I'd rather not know that there's crazy 10-year-old naked autistic people banging on my windows. I'd just rather not know.
Well, now if somebody comes up to your house and starts banging on your doors at 4 a.m., you can just say, oh, that's a little child, not, you know, that's a grown-ass man trying to break into my house.
Well, I mean, either way, I'm going to have to confront the situation. I mean, either way, I'm in it, you know.
I mean,
that's a no-win scenario.
Yeah, so I'd just rather not know and then just hope that the door knock at 4 a.m. never comes.
Well, I mean, in one, you have to have a baseball bat and defend your house and life. And the other one, you just get a hose and, like, you know, spray her with the hose and get her to fuck off.
And the chat anchor says, so is Mike cross-dressing. It's a man's shirt.
That doesn't look like a man's shirt.
It's a man. It's an extra large. I mean, that it's not like it's, like, form-fitting. It's a little form-fitting. I'm a bit overweight. I buy extra larges hoping that eventually I'll like fit in them better, but I really should probably be buying 2Xs.
You look like a 25-year-old chick that's wearing her boyfriend's dress shirt. That was kind of mean. I apologize.
A little risky business.
Now I'm being self-conscious.
Wasn't a dynamite dropping, guys. I didn't expect to fucking throw the goddamn brakes on the goddamn
silence plane. And Mike is just golf clapping for it.
I'm just saying that the shirt is kind of, I mean, the shoulders are frilly. You had to see it like on the mannequin. They're frilly shoulders.
Those mannequins are bullshit, and they never give you a good representation of what the clothes actually look like on a normal Midwestern human being.
I'm wearing the same T-shirt I wore when I was 14. If that makes you feel any better.
You know, not a lot of people talk about that. You just balloon up in your teen years. You never feel bad about gaining weight as an adult. I've had to deal with this kind of guilt my whole life, just gradually getting fatter and fatter.
Yeah, I mean, that's where I...
I could just take free pills at 14. I wouldn't have to worry about this shit.
See, that's where I'm winning, because Mike is now getting fat. I've been fat my whole life, and he has these problems like, why does my chest hurt when I go upstairs? Like, oh, that's every day for me.
You know what the one that's really been bothering me? I was trying to do the silent thing, but I can't.
Are you going to yell at me?
You know what really bothers me is now, like, when I bend over to tie my skates,
yeah,
can't breathe.
Yeah, your belly, like, pushes into your lungs.
My belly, like, pushes into my lungs, and, like, I can't bend over at the waist for any period of time.
Because, no, you got to angle it now.
Yeah, that is the worst. That's when I really realized that I started to become obese, is like when I was a little bit younger and I could like grab some belly fat, but I'd have to like really struggle to like get a handful of it. And now it's to the point where I can't even get it all into a handful. So same thing, like bending over is so goddamn uncomfortable because it like pushes your man boobs up a little bit more.
In the chat saying Mike's rocking his Fabio shirt. You can't even see my shirt, Jody. You don't know it's a Fabio shirt. It's a men's shirt. I'm changing shirts at the break.
That's fair.
I'm going to put on a t-shirt. I'm going to put on something a little bit more comfortable. I tried to dress up. It was pork steak night. I was trying to dress up a little bit.
Oh, how'd you like the pork steak?
It was delicious. Napier came over and barbecued Travis. It was good times. And now I feel bad. I feel bad. I just feel bad all around. So I am going to go change shirts.
Mike, do you remember?
I'm going to finish my delicious Jolly Rancher. Jim can reload his bingo card and see if we can crank another one out at the break or after the break in the second half of the show.
Yeah, I've got a few suggestions from chat I can throw in there.
Oh, you do?
Oh yeah.
What were they? Did you see? Do you have them offhand?
Well, I'm gonna look. I don't want.
See,
yeah,
that's the
guys,
thing about gonna, that podcast, that worst interview ever, is I'm listening to the worst interview ever. I've been binging that show. And this guy talks to someone who does podcasts or people who are interviewed on podcasts, and they talk about the worst experience they had being interviewed or interviewing on a podcast. And every time one of these ends and they tell their story, I just get all up in my head and I'm thinking, oh my God, we do exactly what they were talking about.
You mean that little hurricane thing where Travis was going on about his things?
We are surely the worst interviews ever. I know that we have to be. And word is going to get around, Travis, that we're awful at it.
So this guy was going to help you improve. This was a self-help podcast.
Well, no, I wanted to talk to him about his show. And yeah, I wanted to tell him that his show's making me neurotic. I'm curious who the target audience for this show is. Is it for podcasters to listen to horror stories and think of ways they can improve? Is that the target audience of the show?
I don't see
clearly
why not.
Important people like me who get invited on the podcast to be a guest.
You listen to it and you say, this is the kind of things that I should expect.
Look, you know what? I'm just looking in my inbox now and I have an invitation to the worst interview ever. Apparently they're in the live chat right now. So that's great. Accepted. Let me pencil that one in.
Yeah. I'm going to go change shirts.
Mike, I apologize. I didn't mean that your shirt was bad. I was just giving you the razzes.
Giving me the razzes.
Yeah, I was giving you the business.
A lot of razzing going on, Napier. Maybe we should just, like, you know.
Change shirts?
Yeah, we're going to go change shirts. Be back in just a couple minutes.
This program is not for young children to watch alone.
WFOD is proud to bring you the latest and cutting-edge podcast interactivity. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, Travis the Magnificent.
Thank you, thank you. Tonight I will be using my 3 decades of experience in magic to astonish your minds. For this trick, I'll need audience participation. Sir, would you come on up? All right, sir. As you can see, this is a normal deck of cards, correct? Can you verify? Yes, okay. All right, take a look at your card. Grab a card. Remember what that card is. Okay, slide that back into the deck. Okay, and I shuffle again. And shuffle again. And shuffle again. Sir, split the deck, please. Thank you. Slide that to the bottom. And is this your card? Travis the Magnificent!
WFOD! Here is Mike with a quick update on the WFOD Hollywood Fantasy League.
Fist Fight ended its run with $23 million and a 36% Metacritic for 8 points. That puts quite the flaming turd bag on passerby's porch with hopes that Logan and the Boss Baby can make up some of the difference. Matt Damon's Great Wall movie did 14 points, which still sucks, but it sucks less. Split killed it, as did the one about all the evil white people, but for whatever reason, competitors always seem to shy away from horror. Nobody went for the one with the blind guy either. Logan comes out this weekend, so we'll see if that can pick up some of the slack or if we can start preparing passersby for the gallows now.
Hello, this is Andrew WK, and you're listening to Strange Label. Time to party!
I'm not going to come back and do the second half of the show with your eyes on me because I know what you're going to be thinking the whole time.
What's that?
I don't like his shirt.
I liked your shirt, Mike.
You didn't like my shirt.
I didn't say it was a bad shirt.
You did say it was a bad shirt. You said it was a woman's shirt, and it's not. It's a men's shirt.
How's your wine-soaked Jolly Rancher? Is it still delicious?
It's not finished yet. Gotta wait till it's over. And then I'll finish my Jolly Rancher. But I gave it a good sucking, you know, during the break.
Excellent.
Feeling recharged. Feeling good, guys. If you'd like to contact the show, 636-487-HAND or WFOD show on Skype.
I don't know if you noticed my hat. This is the only hat I will ever wear in your presence.
Why?
Because you gave me shit about my hat.
What did you do with those other hats?
I don't have them. They don't exist.
Would you like give them away?
No, they sit unused, unheadless. Because this is the only hat I will ever
but
wear.
But why did you buy the hats then?
Because.
If you were never going to wear the hats, why'd you buy the hats?
It was a spur of the moment thing.
You volleying one up for me? You feel bad. You taking pity on me, Napes? You're giving me an easy one. You're bringing up hats.
Why would I?
I don't need your goddamn pity.
I don't have pity.
Oh, you just wait. Oh, you just wait.
You can't shit talk this shirt. This shirt's badass.
No. I'm not gonna shit talk anything, Napes. I'm gonna wait. I'm just gonna sit and I'm gonna wait. And one day.
Ugh. What if I gamble on a fart and lose at your house?
You're going to shit your pants? You know, next week starts stunt month.
Ooh.
So if you have any ideas on what we can do for Stunt Month, let me know. Because I haven't thought of anything yet. I am racking my brain, can't think of anything for Stunt Month.
Did you have Napier shit his pants?
Napier, you want to shit your pants for Stunt Month? That'd be a pretty good stunt, right?
Not bad.
Like, what happens after that? Like, he shits in his pants and then sits in it?
Then the aftermath, I guess, he just has to explain what that sensation's like, and
is
you
it
know,
feels kind of squishy in my pants because of
shit.
It's
gonna get cold.
Oh, and then you're just sitting in cold shit.
It's gonna cement a little bit.
Yeah, and that's gonna be.
Then I thank Lord Jesus that I'm on Skype and not in the same room with him.
You could wear a diaper. Do you still have your gi? You could wear your gi over here. That would be pretty fun.
I don't think it fits.
You still have it, though?
Probably.
You unpacked the stuff from your house, didn't you?
Yeah.
I mean, like, you did you remember finding your gi?
I think I packed it away. Like, it's in a box somewhere.
Do you have storage units?
No, I got, like, a storage thing down in my basement.
And your gi might be down in that?
Probably.
That'd be good times. So, you know, like, you think about this fellow with the good voice that does the interview show. And I mean, you wonder, like, if you're born with it. Because Travis was saying that he thinks that people, like, go to school and cultivate the good voice.
No, you can practice at your house.
I mean, I guess you have to have, like, something of a basis of... See, I think of it like... I just imagine all these guys just have these voices and they just think, oh, well, this would probably be the easiest career path for me to take because it's what I have. It's like, you know, like tall guys. I imagine high school basketball coaches, you know, they track down the tall guys and they say, have you ever thought about playing basketball? I bet you'd be good at it. And then they think, well, shit, you know, people have been bugging me to play basketball. I guess I could just play basketball.
Yeah. But I mean, those voice guys, like 10 of those guys cover all the voice work. You know, like the announcements and the pre-record stuff, because they can get an ISD line in their house and just rattle off job after job. It's not, you know, not it's not Sean Bradley.
But there's probably some that have okay voices and work on them to become really good. And then there's probably some that are just fucking naturals at it.
Yeah, and they sell real estate, though. You know what I mean? Like the guys who can make a living off their voice, there's not a lot of them.
No, going back to a handful of years ago, that man with the golden voice, the homeless guy that they shot that viral video of, he had a great voice and he lived on the streets.
Right.
Does he still live on the streets?
I think they tried to do something with him, and then it turned out like he was a heroin addict or something like that, and it didn't work out, or he was like an ex-con or something that derailed the whole happy time internet meme of him. So,
like, I mean, like Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was born to play basketball, like
because he's black.
I mean, you look at that Kareem Abdul-Jabbar guy and you say, you know what, that fucking guy, that was gonna be the easiest career path he could take, and he took it. But I mean, like, you wonder if like he even really gave too much of a shit about basketball until like it just kind of was dropped in his lap that he would be good at it. And I mean, I'm not questioning, you know, that he eventually didn't have passion doing it, but I wonder if like he always wanted to play basketball or if that was just what he had and he just kind of grew to love it.
I don't want to embarrass you, but in Trump's America, you actually have to refer to him as Lou Alcindor. We're not allowed to use his Muslim name. It's a Trump joke. Topical.
Or he could be like, you know, all the hockey players where their parents force them to go to hockey camp so that the mom could bitch to the other moms about what's going on at the workplace.
In the chat, Jody says, turns out he's homeless again. Is that homeless guy with the voice homeless again?
Yeah, he wasn't homeless it wasn't in spite of his voice. It was because of all the other problems he had.
But didn't he, like, beat his wife and shit, too?
Well, you...
allegedly?
You try getting super high and not, you know, raising a hand.
Yeah, I think he did something. He was a bad hombre, is what I heard. Yeah. Might have been a bad hombre. And we just looked at him as the lovable guy.
Yeah.
You know, it's real easy to look at a guy out on the streets and say, oh, man, he just never got a chance. But there's probably a reason. It's probably a good reason. Well, maybe not a good reason, but a reason.
Do you ever have your lady friend ruin your high? You know what I mean? Just saying. Guess a man's got to do what a man's got to do.
You know, we are inching ever closer to episode 300. I don't really have a plan for 300 either. Guys, basically, with this show, I'm just going to keep throwing out things saying I don't have plans for things and that other people should suggest things because I don't...
What, like Travis getting guests? Throwing out some fish hooks there. Like, man, I really wish somebody would do all these dishes.
Throughout the week, he posted things periodically, like setting reminders for himself to remember to do it.
Yeah.
And I let it hang. I was just like, okay, cool. He put out a reminder for himself.
Are we really going to retread this territory?
We got to bring it back.
Is that really what we want to do? It's your show. Hey, I'm just the guest.
This is how the show flows now.
I just thought if I broke down the fourth wall and exposed what we're really doing with these statements, maybe I could derail.
You're trying to sabotage me is what you're doing, Napier. You did that on purpose. See, you threw out a drama hook is what you did. And I bit. I did. Did you see Lego Batman?
Me? No.
Why not?
Oh.
Go see it. And then maybe you wouldn't throw things out like that.
I really like the nachos there.
Travis, that one was Napier's fault.
I bet Travis liked it.
But he did. He did. He like post a reminder in our group, like, you know, saying, you know, hey, I got to remember to do this.
Well, Mike, you were just talking about Lego Batman. Let's take a few steps back.
Jim, it was a lot of fun, that Lego Batman. Because it was just kind of pleasant. It was fun. It didn't take itself too seriously. It was just kind of goofy. You know,
where do you rank it in the pantheon of recent children's movies, or even the original Lego movie?
See, now the thing is I think that it's not, you can't just say, oh, how do you put it with other children's movies? Because it has context. You know, it's like, I love Batman. I enjoy watching Batman movies, and so like it's for people who like Batman. Why isn't Drunk here yet?
Good question.
Where the fuck is he? What time is it?
Yeah, he's got like 5 spots on my bingo card. He's really fucking me up.
8:50. What, is Drunk gonna show up when the show's over? Or is he not even gonna text me and tell me he's not coming? What is this shit? What kind of fucking...
Oh, he, you know what? I heard he got booked on that Worst Interview Ever podcast.
Hey, Mike, so
he
may be
a little busy.
You can't yell at Drunk for being late. He never shows up at all.
He's got you beat, buddy.
Travis?
Did you play the Lego Batman games?
You know, I did see in theater back in the day, that fucking Grinch movie where Jim Carrey was playing the fucking Grinch.
Yes, I don't fucking exist.
And I went there.
I had a Lego Batman game for the PlayStation 3, Jim.
Thank you, Travis. I really enjoyed them. I had both. I had 1 and 2. I bought the season pass on the second one. I liked it so much. I got all the DLC.
Aren't season passes bullshit?
Mostly, yes. I got it for like nothing on Steam.
They want you to hand them money for content at a later date. That's bullshit.
Maybe we should...
It used to be you bought a game and you got the whole game right away. Now, you buy the game with a promise to give you the rest of the game later for more money.
And they
put it in day one, 2 gig download. What?
Maybe we should do one of those marathon shows for 300.
Like for charity? Or just for us?
Yeah.
From what I can tell, you guys are struggling to fill out an hour. I don't know.
I didn't say it'd be good, Jim.
Okay.
We don't do a good show. Nobody should listen to it.
Oh, we got another bingo. Mike says the episode isn't good.
Yes.
Why does anybody listen to this shit? I don't even know. Hey, guys, don't you have a better podcast to listen to?
Maybe they wouldn't listen if you started eating more Jolly Ranchers.
I don't even.
What are you gonna do next week when Drunk doesn't show up for Stunt Month? Do you have backup stunt? You don't. You said you don't even have any.
I guess Napier's got to do the stunt. Napier's gonna shit in a diaper and then sit in it for an hour.
You said he got a diaper. I don't remember mentioning.
I don't want him to like shit on my floor.
Where else am I gonna be shitting?
Wears underpants, doesn't he?
You're just going to shit in your underpants?
Yeah, I'm just going to make a duct tape.
Are you going to hold it all day, or are you just going to like push out one little Duke?
How much Duke do we need for an audio show?
Are you going to like take some kind of laxative or something so that you can get like a good Duke going? I don't really want Napier to shit in my living room, to be honest with you.
He could do it at the tail end of the show. You could be the big reveal at the end.
So like we do like a whole build-up. To yeah. Napier eventually shitting himself. And then what?
And then you guys are the show that Napier shit himself on.
Then I gotta wash someone off with taste your semen.
I don't, I'm trying to help you guys. I'm trying to be a good friend here. I mean, what are we looking for? Physical danger? Are we looking for gross out? What kind of fear factor are we going for here?
Just gotta be a stunt, Jim. Just gotta be a stunt.
Why can't a stunt that you give me be like, eat 18 T-bone steaks?
Do you guys...
Could you send a Drunk out in your neighborhood wearing a Confederate flag shirt?
Oh, no, he wouldn't come back. You don't come back from that.
Where can you even get a Confederate flag shirt, you know, nowadays, in the parlance of our times, Jim?
I live in the foothills of Appalachia, friend. You want a Confederate flag shirt, I'll go get you a Confederate flag shirt.
Yeah, you probably don't have to go too far out of town.
Did you guys watch the Oscars?
I saw they fucked up the best picture. Like, how do you screw that up?
He got handed the best actress card, and it said Emma Stone for La La Land.
How do you think that would have went if it was the other way around? Like, if Moonlight had won the Oscar, and they all went up there, and then they took it away from it to give it to La La Land.
That'd be funny.
Do you think that would have gone as smoothly?
No.
Think that would have been a little bit of a powder keg?
Think
it'd have got things going a little bit?
Yeah. Black Oscars matter.
I think it was staged, Jim. That's what I think. I think they wanted to have that wow moment.
I think that was the one time in my life that I wouldn't have sucked Warren Beatty's dick. I mean, that guy's been cool, calm, and collected. Low these 35 years I've been around.
I think he handled it pretty cool. I mean, he didn't get flustered, really. He kind of said, up. Hey, man, I goofed up. Eh.
He froze up like a podcast co-host being accused of not sending an email up on that stage.
He did better than Steve Harvey did.
Yeah, everyone kept referencing that. I don't remember the fucking Steve Harvey thing.
It was a Miss America pageant. Oh, wait, no, Miss Universe. Yeah.
Travis, what do you think we should do for 300, man?
Cancel it.
That's another bingo. Right there.
You just 300, call it quits?
It's the end.
Or like, this show is the end.
What number is this show?
I don't know. Yeah, it's getting pretty close.
Round it off. Close enough.
You think we should do something neat, Travis?
Yeah, probably.
What would be a neat thing to do, Mike? You have all the you're the question that nobody has a fucking answer to.
You can't think of anything neat that we could do for 300? Something special?
A K-pop special. Napier is always trying to get you guys to talk about K-pop, and J-pop. You guys never take the bait.
Well, what J-pop do you like, Napier? What would be some good J-pop to play for episode 300?
Well, I didn't say I wanted to hear about it.
Well, you see, Mike, there's way too many good groups going on.
Can we just do a silent episode?
Just like
a reflection.
So yeah, how we've done 300 episodes and just...
Can it be a flashback episode?
Yeah, we'll do a bottle episode, but okay, also we'll do say remember that time.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Or they can listen to me fry chicken. I can just go into your kitchen. We'll hook up the microphones. They can listen to me fry chicken.
We'd have to do the whole meal prep, though. I want to hear you chopping carrots. I want to hear all that, the frying of the chicken. But you know, the chopping has to be in there too. Maybe the sound of you pouring a drink would be good.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I could do that.
The ice clinking in the glass.
We pull back the curtain for 300.
So anyway, what I think I've been trying to get around to is listen to Shannon and Travis's new podcast starting next week. That'll be a good one.
I wouldn't talk to her.
What happened to the old podcast?
Which one?
Shannon's.
She doesn't have one.
She was on my podcast, Napier. That would be my show.
Let's open up the wound here. I'd like to know what went down to cause that rift. Was it something like this?
Well, it's kind of interesting because...
Excuse her of not emailing a potential guest on the air.
I'll have you know, Shannon never did anything to prep for that show, ever.
But so did she say she was going to do it, Jim?
No, she did not.
She didn't say she was going to do it?
No, it was our election episode. She is not a big fan of Lotus Cast. I said, Lotus Cast, come and do the show with us, because you wanted to do an election special, Lotus Cast. She thought I was ganging up on her with the Lotus Cast.
You were. I heard it.
And I called her after the show. She said, everything's fine. And I said, okay, I understand if you want to take a break. She said, no, I'll be back next week. And I sent her a Facebook message next week. She did not respond. I sent a Facebook message next week. She did not respond. So
that was the end of that, huh?
That was it.
And that's just it. You haven't spoke to her since.
No.
You don't know anything that's going on. You don't know if she's in like a drug stupor or something. You don't know if she's in a gutter somewhere. You don't know anything.
She could be in a cult. She could be hanging by her fucking neck in her closet.
There was rumors that she was mad about the episode where you and Matt thought she was on drugs. She was obviously on drugs.
She was very upset about that. Yes.
I mean, it's pretty clear that something was going on there because she wasn't making any sense. She sounded completely ridiculous.
She could have been exhausted / dehydrated.
Dehydrated. That's my favorite.
So she didn't like the results of the election?
You know, as far as I know, she's still part of Not Safe Water Coolers. We've spoken about all of this. You know, it's not like I'm talking behind her back, but she's not going to listen to this anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
In the chat, Anchor says she was making less sense than usual.
And she wanted, you know, and I don't like to get into the contractual stuff, but she wanted a bigger cut of our sponsor pie. And I told her.
You guys have sponsors?
I would like to apologize, Jim, because I made a big deal about the finger story and that you didn't give the finger story adequate time. Turns out you were fucking right, Jim.
Yeah, we gave it too much time.
You were fucking right, buddy. Macaroni and cheese, yes.
Trader Joe's mac and cheese, yeah. We like that fucking finger story.
Oh my god, the end of that finger story. What a bunch of bullshit that was, Jim.
Because I heard it and I knew it sucked.
It was garbage. That finger story.
This is not gonna turn out to be intriguing.
I was so disappointed in the end of the finger story.
Are we no longer friends with Shannon?
I like Shannon.
I like Shannon very much.
Don't hear much from her anymore. That
she's
Shannon.
Yeah.
Maybe she's doing
her own thing. Her and Mandy may be bringing back the Lonely Lady Wine Club. So that'll probably be in the Fernicast feed.
That was a very awkward show, that Lonely Ladies podcast. That was very, very awkward.
And they had Jay. Yeah.
I hope they don't make more of those.
They were gonna. That's why I was just referencing Napier. They were gonna make more of those. All the best to her. I'd love to have her back on the show. As far as I know, she's still a member until she says otherwise. I'll give Rob this. When he quit, he told me he was quitting. He said, "I'm not doing this show anymore." And I said, "Well, that's pretty clear. That's pretty shocking."
Message received.
He just sent you a message and said, "I'm not going to do the show anymore." And you just said, "Okay."
Yeah, it was something like that. I will drop this little nugget to try to entice people to Not Safe Water Coolers live on Thursday.
Wow!
Rob and I have been feuding I have removed him from my Facebook friends. I removed his contact from my phone. I stopped following him on Instagram because he would not join my fantasy football league. And that was just the tip of the iceberg of other things that were pissing me off about him. And we are going to be hashing it out, Rob and I, to see if we can become friends again, because we were actually friends IRL in college for many years. We've been friends, and we're going to see if we can't mend that relationship Thursday on Not Safe Water Coolers.
Why Thursday?
Or Tuesday, I mean. Fuck.
You don't even know what fucking day your show is on, so Jim?
But you guys made me feel so fucking weird. I've been drinking a lot.
Jim, it's been a very awkward show, Jim, and I blame you.
You know what's really awkward that Mike does?
I recognize that.
What?
You know what's really awkward that you do?
What?
You put me in Facebook groups for hockey when you know I'm a goalie. Uh-oh.
What are you talking about?
For hockey time.
Oh, trying to get you to be on the team?
Yeah, but I'm a goalie.
Oh, you left. It was fine.
Yeah, but...
Is this Festivus?
What? Yeah, we're airing the grievances, Travis. Yeah. Do you have any that you want to get out?
Oh, Jesus Christ. If I would have known, I would have wrote something down.
Just off the top of your head, Travis. We'll do it again next week.
Okay.
I think you got a good few jabs in there, Travis.
All right.
Travis, this is what Mike does. Mike is a goaltender. I'm a goaltender. You know how many goalies a team has? One goalie. And he always invites me to these goddamn Facebook groups about getting a team together. What am I doing there?
Let's get a team together. You can watch, Napier.
We need an equipment. Well, it's hockey. It's a lot of equipment. You need an equipment manager,
Somebody's
right?
Somebody's got to carry that shit around. Don't you got a truck, Napier? That's probably why.
Yeah, who's a better goalie?
I think I'm a better goalie. See, Mike's getting fat. He's not able to shuffle around like he used to. But my fatness has been there forever.
God. So you know how to handle your fatness better than Mike does.
Fucking Napier hasn't figured out, man.
Yeah, man. I'm two hamburgers away from a heart attack, but I've been that way for the last 15 years. I know how to work this. I'm edgy.
So, Mike, are you going to give the edge and the goaltending skills to Napier?
Oh, yeah, Jim. Big time, buddy.
I was hoping to open a fresh scab there. I was going to mine some gold.
How would you quantify that exactly?
Like, I don't know. I have friends I played basketball with.
What could we base that on?
In my defense for high school, you got to play with actual players.
Oh, okay. So in high school, I had a better team than you?
You had a way better team than me.
But why? I mean, we played at the same time, right?
No, you played varsity. I played
JV. Right.
Because I'm younger than you.
You're a year younger than me, right.
Yes.
Yeah, but, I mean, we both tried out for the same team, right?
Yeah, we did.
We did. Huh.
And you were older.
Hey, did you guys see Sing Street?
What's that?
You know, Travis, I've had that on my my watch list.
Me too.
And, you know, the year before that, we played JV together, right?
Did we play JV together?
We did. We played a year of JV together. Yeah, we did. You probably don't remember because you sat on the bench the whole year, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
Cindy was high.
I wish I was.
It wasn't very memorable for him, Jim, because he was on the bench the whole time. And the only reason I'm saying this, I'm gonna back off. But he challenged me, Jim, is what he did. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna be a dick about it.
But you won. You played varsity. He played JV.
Right.
And then after he left, I played varsity, and the average age on my varsity team was sophomore.
Right.
And we got the shit kicked out of us.
So I had a better team, Jim, is what he's saying.
So if statistically we're looking at you two in high school, you will have the better stat line because you have
way better. How fucking dumb is it to sit around and talk about back in high school, playing hockey back in high school and our stats and how good we did? Who the fuck would listen to that? God, this is the worst podcast ever. Why would anybody listen to that?
Because it gets you riled up.
Here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Mike, have you ever tried pot? Did I ever ask you that?
I tried it twice, Jim. I didn't like it, and so I just never did it again.
I could see you not liking it.
Yeah, I tried it a couple of times, and like it made me feel like a, like it, to me, it I kind of felt like, you know, like when your hand falls asleep, and like it, you don't like it, and you wish your hand would stop feeling like that.
Yeah,
I kind of felt like I fell asleep. You know, like it made me feel like that, and I didn't like it.
Oh, you definitely wouldn't like acid then.
Did you try acid? You've tried things, Travis?
I've tried all the things. The only things that I haven't tried are the things that you put in needles.
Yeah.
You tried that. So acid is that makes you like hallucinate, right?
Yeah.
I mean, kinda. It's not like you're seeing weird magical creatures coming out of the woodwork and shit, but I mean, you see shit.
Yeah, no, I never really tried much of anything, to be honest with you. Like, even when they gave me prescriptions for Vicodin, I only took that once or twice and then got over it. I was like, I don't want to take this. I'm not a medicine guy. I don't take much medicine. I don't drink hardly ever. I don't really do anything. I just kind of, like, exist.
That's kind of what most potheads do, only it's with pot.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just hit another bingo one. This one I was pretty proud of. So Mike comedically puts the emphasis on the wrong syllable of a word. That's one we just hit. You're like a control guy, Mike. You do not like to lose control of your.
What does it mean to be a control guy?
You don't drink. You've never drank much either, right? Because you don't like to lose control of yourself, correct?
I guess that's accurate.
Yeah, so I mean, I don't think...
I wouldn't say I'm a control guy.
Napier?
Yeah, would be a better judge of this question.
You think Napier's a control guy?
I remember back in the day...
Napier's opinion of you.
I started a hockey team, and I thought, you know what would be fun if I invite my friend Mike to, you know, play a couple of games? And within a season,
he's complaining about him doing what he just
Napier,
said was
be
mad
quiet.
That I did.
Mike wants to talk, Napier. Be quiet.
You're mad at me for doing the same thing you're now talking about you having already done. I invited you because you're my pal.
I invited you because you were my friend. And then you took the hockey team. And you told Dave to fuck off.
I didn't take the hockey team. You started a hockey team with two goalies on it, and the team wanted me to play goal.
I know.
That isn't me taking the hockey team. That's the team saying, hey, Mike, we'd prefer you to play goal.
I did fine as goal.
Take it up with them, dude.
I can't.
Sounds like the movie Rockstar, where the guy starts a band and then the entire band says, hey, lead singer, you need to get the fuck out of here.
But you're mad at me for... You're not making sense because they wanted me to play goal.
Oh, no, I'm not mad at you.
But that's what you said. I took over the hockey team. I didn't take over the hockey team. I just played goal because they asked me to play goal.
I'm not mad. Why do you think I'm mad?
Because you brought it up. We're airing the grievances.
Exactly.
Does it feel good?
It does. Feels really good.
And also, I like it when you're riled up. It gets the chat going.
I wouldn't say I'm a control guy, though. That's. I guess I gotta reflect on that. Control.
Okay, that's fair. I was just suggesting that's probably why you didn't enjoy
it. No, I mean, see, now, Jim, I'm not a control guy, but, like, I'm kind of put in a position where I have to be, right?
The position you put yourself in.
Because if people say they're going to do something and then they don't do it, then they come back at me and say, well, why didn't you just do it?
Well, I think Napier just said something very interesting. He's sort of saying it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You sort of you line up all these dominoes, maybe subconsciously, to fall so that you can be
you want to
Mike
be in charge,
control.
But there's no you lessen your chance for failure by assigning tasks to people who you know probably aren't going to do it, and then when it fails, you're like, ha, It wasn't me. No, it's like it.
It's like the Power Rangers, Napier. Who's in control of the Power Rangers?
Well, at first it was the Red Rangers.
Not the passive aggressive one.
Is it? I mean, like the Red Ranger was in charge of the Power Rangers, right?
He's plowing through.
The Red Ranger was the head Power Ranger, right?
Until the Green Ranger
But he needed the other Power Rangers to make the big thing, right?
Yeah, and then the Green Ranger came in.
If the Yellow Ranger doesn't show up that day,
yeah,
the Power Ranger robot thing doesn't have an arm. And then what?
Except the Yellow Ranger never shows up, and if he shows up, he's late. But the Blue Ranger is always there and does more than also the other Yellow Ranger and the Purple Ranger.
So in this scenario, are Napier and Drunk both Yellow Rangers?
I don't remember. I don't remember this episode of the Power Rangers.
did Travis just not want to be the Yellow Ranger?
The Yellow Ranger was a lady.
Travis, which Power Ranger are you?
I'll be the white one. Isn't he the one that turned bad? I don't know.
No, he wasn't. He wasn't bad. The Green Ranger, I think, he went bad, but then
turned into the White Ranger.
But then he became the White Ranger, and then he was good again. We got
this analogy has gone off the rails.
No, but what I'm saying is the Red Ranger, Travis. He's like the middle ranger. He's like the head and like the chest.
He was in charge.
And the Power Rangers this is a Voltron kind of thing that they become.
Yeah, but then you know he's got feet and he's got hands, and those are the other Rangers.
Mm-hmm. You mean the pawns?
But usually the Red Ranger will say something before it comes detrimental to whatever kind of shit they're fighting. He won't wait until the battle's over and be like, "Ah, oh, see everybody. The Yellow Ranger didn't do his job. He said he was gonna, and then he didn't." He usually says, "Hey, if you're not..."
But the Yellow Ranger did say he was gonna. The Red Ranger isn't wrong.
You know
what? The Red Ranger
said... The Yellow Ranger said he was gonna.
Yeah, so wait until the battle is over and then bitch about it.
You know what the Red Ranger never said? "I guess we'll have to fucking settle for Chadman." I think you guys are forgetting, like, I'm the end result of what you're arguing about. It doesn't help my self-esteem at all.
Jim, we had talked. I was going to have you on pretty soon.
I understand.
Why does the Red Ranger sound like fucking Captain Hindsight?
Jim, see, the thing about Podcast Month, Jim, is, the goal of Podcast Month was to reach out. I mean, like, you know, right. You're not so much out. You're like one of our guys, you know?
Right.
And so every time we've done Podcast Month, we've got gung-ho about Podcast Month for like the first 2 weeks. And then like after that, we're like, fuck, I just wish Podcast Month was over. So what I'm saying is, I think we're done with fucking Podcast Month. Travis, can we agree that we're done with Podcast Month?
I'm pretty much over it.
And now we've formed a conclusion to this whole sordid mess.
Yeah, you know? this is a Merry Festivus.
Fuck Podcast Month.
But the battle with the Power Rangers is never like really over. So it's not like I'm going back and the Red Ranger is going back and complaining about. The battle that went by, because the battle is constant. And I think that the inner workings of the battle are part of the battle. Like, that's kind of what it is like, not only is the battle leading up to the battle, but like the battle is then kind of talking about how we got to the battle. I mean, they do the whole thing in the what. Guys,
yeah, when they let Rita escape, they make sure in the town square that they let get destroyed, the Red Ranger goes ahead and berates the Yellow Ranger for not doing his job. And he says it in front of all the people they let, whose families died and houses were destroyed. They make sure to air that out right in front of all those people.
You know what the Yellow Ranger needs? A write-up slip.
I think Even for a Power Rangers analogy, this is getting a little grandiose for what has actually occurred.
Now remember, Mike, you give them a warning first, and then if they do it again, you got to give them a write up.
The Yellow Ranger writing
that's
up.
Going in the personal record, permanent record. And you don't want two of those, buddy.
You know what happens after two? Three.
Jim?
Yes.
I mean, thanks for hanging out, I guess.
It was a real pleasure. I like,
Do you mean that, Jim?
Understand.
Do you mean that, Jim?
Jim, you have to say your mic's friend. But,
guys, Not Safe for Water Coolers is on Tuesday nights on strangelabel.com. He's not going to tell you, so I might as well.
Shannon probably won't be
they do the show live. It's a good time. They're gonna try to throw you curveballs. They're gonna tell you not to listen to it, but I encourage you do, because I'm a Jim Chadman guy.
Yeah, if you are a Shannon guy,
I can't wait until tomorrow when Jim's gonna talk a whole bunch of shit about me. It's every week. If you want to hear people talk about shit, Mike shit,
I think it's fairly tongue-in-cheek.
Now I know why you listen to it so often.
Fairly because transparently
he,
so.
Because he throws jabs at me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I listen to it very intently.
You're a man that loves his beef, don't you?
I don't. I wish there was no beef. She was all just Jolly Ranchers and good times. And milk duds and popcorn.
That's a t-shirt right there. Let's get the WFOD shop updated. Toot sweet.
WFOD shop. Jolly Ranchers in good times.
Yeah.
Travis, do you have anything else you want the people to know about?
RIP Naked Chicken Chalupa.
Is it gone?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pulling it.
Good riddance.
Why?
Fuck that thing.
I just found it.
No,
so
no. We all just found it, Jim. We all just found it.
Fredo in Dallas in the chat says, later, I'm still a Travis guy. Fucking good for you, Fredo in Dallas.
Love that guy.
I'm on team
Big
Anchor.
Fan.
Napier, what else you got for the people?
Oh, Anchor's letting us have it too.
Hey, I'm still fat. The weight loss thing that we were doing, we're not anymore. We're just accepting.
Would you say the Red Ranger dropped the ball on the whole weight loss bit?
It went its course. There's no reason.
Napier, I'm down 9 pounds.
Killer, what'd you do?
Guys, I'd like to announce the winner of the WFOD weight loss competition. Travis won. Napier.
I stopped eating snacks at 11:30 at night before bed. I stopped eating candy all day and drank a little bit more water. And also skipped 1 to 2 nights of drinking.
Napier is a big fat loser.
Yeah.
He lost big time. Congratulations, Travis. I knew you could
all
do
right.
it.
Hooray.
Mike, when you've been down to tie your shoes, do your titties touch your belly?
Yes.
My titties just rest on my belly.
When I have to get my shoes on, my nipples hit my belly fat. I don't know if that's appropriate for the show or not, but sometimes my nipples touch my belly fat. Well, that's my mama.
Wait a second. What is this Mike go take a Xanax shit in the chat room? What is that supposed to mean?
Maybe they think you're upset about something.
I'm not upset.
You sound upset.
I'm perfectly fine.
Why are you so animated then?
I'm not animated. I'm animated about this goddamn Mike go take a Xanax. What is that supposed to mean?
Maybe
what is he trying to say?
Moving his arm around.
What?
Napier, are Mike's arms flailing?
They were flailing, yeah, a little bit.
Well, you can see my arms better because I went and put on a sleeveless shirt at the break because you were making fun of my shirt. How am I supposed to feel? I mean, be honest. How am I supposed to feel?
Joy?
Am I supposed to feel like joy from this?
The show?
I've been ambushed. I've been bamboozled.
Ambushed. Mike,
you've been Shannon.
Railroaded. You.
I feel like this whole hour has been a personal attack on Mike.
Oh my God. It's Mike's world. We're all just living in it.
All this, you see what they're doing?
What are they doing, Mike?
They're attacking me.
They're really giving you some jabs.
This is really good insight, though. I'm starting to understand why Shannon left our show.
Very insightful.
It's starting to make a lot of sense.
You guys are so proud of yourselves. You got me wound up.
There goes the
okay. Arms. You got me wound up.
The arms.
Congratulations.
Are the arms are flailing. Mike, well, when you get upset, your ears turn red.
Ambush you so often.
You know, I just saw that tall grass there. I just couldn't help myself.
Yeah, I had to crouch down.
Just said, come. See, Mike is right over there, over the ridge.
He's going to be here soon.
And, oh, boy.
Hey, why don't you guys flank him?
You haven't met a better victim in your life. Oh, my God. This guy is going to roll over like you wouldn't believe it.
I want you to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Guys, it's Napier. Listen live, 9/8 Central, on strangelabel.com. Listen to back episodes at WFODix.com. Twitter at symbol WFODshow. Facebook.com/WFODix. You can email us at WFODshow@gmail.com. Our voicemail is 636-487-HAM. Thanks to our Patreon sponsors, Brian Kranz and Liquid Lozenge.
Hey guys, Mike here. If you go to WFODix.com and look under the Extras tab, you'll find a link to our Patreon. That gives you the opportunity to donate your hard-earned dollars to support the amateur cocksuckers who do that podcast you're considering removing from your iTunes library. Look, it's there if you want it. If not, just click on something else, like our outdated bio or the collection of songs Napier butchered. We're just happy you exist. The world is a cold, cold place without those sweet, sweet likes.
Oh, I found This Ain't the O.J. Simpson Trial, a WFOD porn parody. If the dick don't fit, lubricate it. Yeah, that wasn't a great idea. Oh boy, some of them just aren't too good.